Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Bail reform and high-risk offender tracking are set to be considered by state and territory leaders at today's Emergency National Cabinet meeting, focusing on tackling family and domestic violence. Combating violent content on social media will also be discussed. Federal Labor MP Murray Watt says all governments need to act.
The number of these incidents that we're seeing every single day is a national shame, and we've got to do more. Obviously, as a federal government, we ploughed a lot more money into domestic violence services, but clearly we need to see more done at a federal, state and territory level.
Today's meeting coincides with Domestic Violence Remembrance Day. Candlelight vigils will be held across the country with events planned in Perth and Bunbury. And a reminder, if you or someone you know needs support, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT. Perth remains one of the strongest performing housing markets, with prices hitting a new peak last month, up 0.8%. The median value for a house is now $678,000, according to PropTrack. There's been a 20% increase in prices in the past year and a 61% rise since March 2020. Donald Trump has been fined for violating a gag order in his hush money trial in New York, an order to take down several social media posts. The former US president will have to pay more than $13,000 Australian, while a judge has warned him he'll face jail time if he continues to breach the order. In sport, two crucial cogs in Fremantle's forward line could return on Sunday against the Tigers at the MCG. Coach Justin Longmuir has told Seven Sam Swakowski and Jai Amos are recovering well from concussion.
They'll both be a good chance. They have to tick the final box of getting through main training, and you know, Switter didn't tick that box last week, so fingers crossed he gets past it this week. And Jai has been looking promising ever since the incident happened.
And the Saints will be without Jack Higgins for their next three matches after failing to overturn a three-game ban at the tribunal yesterday.